When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 265, Listener Feedback, number 24. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items. They have all kinds of wonderful things there. If you're listening to it current, head over there and get the 2014 Andy Griffith Show calendar. You can get two. If you buy two, you get one free. You definitely want to get that. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Executive producer of 265 is Rebecca. And that's Lydia over in the chat room. Hey, folks, I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Andy Griffith Show podcast. And it's great to have you with me. If you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. And if you hadn't had a chance, I want you to invite you to go back and listen to episode number 264, which was our year, our best episodes list, so that you can go back and listen to some old episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting, some of the previous episodes, to get caught up so you know what's going on around here. But if you're one of the folks have been sticking around for a long time with me, I thank you for showing up and being here as well. It's always a lot of fun to spend some time in Mayberry with all of you guys. Now, this episode, as I said, is going to be a listener feedback episode. Now, we have those fairly regular. This is the 24th one. And sometimes we don't do a whole episode of listener feedback because I just get bits and pieces. And this time I'd had enough to do an entire episode and probably a long episode. I always think it's going to be short. It always turns out to be longer than I thought. So, because they're a lot of work, these listener feedbacks, because I'm answering questions and things like that. But let's get this thing started. Our first question or comment comes from our friend Gary Page. He had called in with a question about a chain between two cars. So let's go and check that out and see what he's got to say. So Gary, take it away.
Hey, everybody, this is Gary Page calling you again from Columbus OH10. I was watching TV Land here the other day, and I saw what you might consider a blooper. It was on Three's a Crowd. It's one where the lovely and talented Sue Ann Langdon plays the part of Mary Simpson. And Andy, of course, is trying his best to get a private little date with her. Barney, he seems to be stepping in every time he gets and messes it up. Well, when he finally gets an opportunity to spend some time with her, Barney puts together this caravan of people because he says they're going to pop the question. If you watch the video at 17 minutes into it, close to the end, they're at the Mayberry home there of Andy and Opie. There's a caravan. Barney is in the first car, the police car, of course. The second car is a truck. The third car is a Ford Falcon, about 1960-61 Ford Falcon. People don't know what those are anymore. And the last car is a 1954-55 Ford. Watch closely at 17 minutes and 7 seconds. You'll see a chain. I'm sure someone has caught this before. A chain being right between those two cars where they're obviously pulling the last car behind the Falcon. The effect was probably just to get more cars in a row, and they couldn't find one on the lot that would run, so let's just tow one behind it. It was kind of interesting. I don't think they wanted us to see that. I call it sort of a blooper. Check it out. You may find it interesting. I'm sure someone's seen it before. Have a great day, Alan. Thanks so much for all you do. I'll see you again in Mayberry. Take care, my brother. Bye-bye.
Well, Gary, thanks for that call. And I went back and did a lot of looking at this episode. And, you know, I hate to do this because I appreciate him calling in and everything. But as I began looking at it, I'm going to have pictures of this on our Facebook page. If you're watching the video, you'll see the pictures. As I begin looking at it, I see exactly what he's talking about is the two cars, the last two cars leaving the Taylor house. Now, the time frame that I get, because I was looking at the DVDs, is different. You'll see what he's talking about on the DVD episodes. Those are from the season sets at 20 minutes and 15 seconds on the DVD. That's when this happens. And you'll see it looks like there's a white line or a chain between the last two cars. Well, as I inspected and looked at it closer, I realized that if you jump back and look at the previous cars as they're going through, the trucks, you can see that same white line there. What it actually turns out to be is the edge of the driveway that just happens to be perfectly aligned to look like there was a chain dragging the two cars together. And you can see it really well if you look between the truck and the car that follows it. You can definitely see the edge of the driveway there. And that's what it turns out to be. It's not actually a chain. Those cars were driving that close together and were moving along. So anyway, so Gary, I'm sorry that didn't turn out to be true. But thanks to Gary, because I was studying that episode and looking very closely at everything in the episode, I found something else that was very interesting that was in the episode Three is a Crowd. Now, you remember back in episode number 234, I did a show about Reggie Smith. Now, if you haven't watched that episode or listened to it, I definitely recommend watching that one because you can see the video and I'll show you all these things. But there's also pictures of it at facebook.com/twochairs. You'll see it there. But episode number 234, there was a thermos that had the initials RS written on the bottom. Now, as I was studying this episode for Gary, which I do appreciate, what did I see turn up at about 18 minutes and 23 seconds into the episode on the DVDs? Barney had gathered a crowd together at Andy's house, and they were going to go over to Nurse Mary's and surprise Andy and her after they got engaged, because Barney thought they were getting engaged. So they had all kinds of food and stuff prepared and ready to take over there. And so they're in Andy's living room and sitting on the little table that's between the chair that Andy usually sits in and where Opie sometimes sits. Right there on the table, you can see the thermos. It's the same thermos that Reggie Smith has his initials on the bottom, RS, property. Property of it's not his initials. It actually says personal. It's Reggie's personal is what it actually says on the bottom. If you go back and watch episode 234 or listen to it, you'll be able to see that. So it not only shows up there, but it also shows up again later in that episode as once they got over to Andy's house, they went and tried to catch Andy at over at Mary's house, and when they got there, they were gone. But there's that thermos in Barney's hands, and you can see him carrying it as they're there in the in Mary's house. And Andy and Mary have gone because they went up to Myers Lake to be alone in her convertible. Well, then a little bit later, so that's at about 20 minutes and 46 seconds on the DVD episodes of this episode. It's called Three's a Crowd. Then it jumps with Andy and Nurse Mary up at the lake sitting in her convertible at about 23 minutes into the show. And Barney sneaks up and finds them there and, Phantom Fife strikes again. But if you're looking in Barney's hands, he's got that same thermos right there in his hands. So while Gary wasn't right about the chain, he did draw my attention that I was watching this episode closely and noticed the thermos. So, Gary, thank you for that. Now, Gary called again, and I wanted to give him a chance to be right because he's been awesome calling in. So check out this call I got from Gary because this is a good one too.
Well, good afternoon, Alan. This is Gary Page calling, Columbus, Ohio. Cold and snowy, icy Columbus. I really appreciate the podcast. I look forward to it every Monday night. Well, I was watching an old episode of The Bed Jacket, one of my favorites, and happened to catch the tie that our dear friend Parley Bear was wearing right at the opening scene when him and Opie and Andy are out there fishing. Take a good look at that tie. It sure looks like a purple tie with green acorns. They sure got their money's worth out of that prop. Thanks a lot for all you do. I sincerely appreciate it. You stay blessed, my beloved brother. And remember, may God's richest and may God's best be yours.
Wow, Gary, you are so right. And thank you for calling in with that call. That the tie that Mayor is wearing is actually the same tie that we had seen on previous episodes. Now, we did, I did a whole podcast on that, and, you know, I didn't write down which episode that was. I had to go back and find that and put it in the show notes. But it was the same tie that both Gomer and Mr. Weaver wore in other episodes. Now, you can't tell really closely. Let me, I'll have these pictures posted online. You can see Gomer and Mr. Weaver wearing the tie, and then the mayor. And then I took both of them, all those pictures, and I merged them all together. Now, the mayor's picture is not as clear as Gomer and Mr. Weaver, but you can definitely tell it's the same design, the same tie. So very good eyes, Gary. I had not seen that before, and I had not had anybody mention that to me before. So thank you for calling in with that. That was that was really good. So, you know, that was just a pretty amazing thing there. So thanks for catching that, and thanks again for calling. Now we have another call coming in from Caleb. Now Caleb had this question and a little comment about Weavers. So it's always good to hear a good comment from about Weavers. But Caleb, go ahead and take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Caleb from Lincolnton, North Carolina. I have two questions for you and a comment I would like to leave about your sponsor. My first question is, a couple months back, I saw an episode of the Bob Hope Show in which Andy Griffith guest stars as the character Andy Taylor. And I was wondering, in how many different shows besides the Andy Griffith Show does he play as the character Andy Taylor? And my second question is, I really enjoyed your Christmas episode a couple days ago, and I was wondering, what does the guy have to do to get on your Christmas card mailing list? And as for the comment I would like to leave, recently I purchased one of Hal Smith's grips, and something came up with the order. There was a problem with it, and I kind of sent them an email with a lot of attitude in it, and they sent me back this real sweet email that said, we got all the problems taken care of. We got this under control. Said, we even recognized the issue already, and it was just wonderful to know that they cared about you. And then when I got it recently, there were so many thanks in there. Thank you, Caleb, for purchasing this script. It was just, there must have been two or three thank yous just inside the package, and it was wonderful. And it came with all those unexpected extras. I even got a picture of Hal Smith, like a 5x7. It was just wonderful. So if you decide to use this in your podcast, folks, shop at Weavers. They got all the Andy Griffith merchandise that you would want, and it's just a wonderful place, great service. All right, thank you. Bye.
Wow, that's a great testimonial for Weavers, and I guarantee you I will use that in some of the podcasts rather than having me always tell you about it. Now, Caleb asked about other shows that Andy Taylor appeared on. That was his first question. I did as much research as I could on this, and I'm sure some of you guys that are listening will maybe have more information. But, of course, I'm going to name the easy ones first. We had Make Room for Daddy, which was the Danny Thomas show, which was the pilot episode for the Andy Griffith Show. Of course, the Andy Griffith Show, but I left that one out. Gomer Pyle, USMC, Andy appeared on there. Mayberry RFD, Return to Mayberry. Now, those are the easy ones. Those are out of the way. Now, the Bob Hope special that he talked about was in 1963, and I'll have a clip, a link to the clip that's on YouTube of that. So if you want to go and watch it, it's pretty fun to watch. Bob Hope and Andy Griffith. Bob Hope is a gangster who ends up in Mayberry, and Andy ends up arresting him. It's pretty funny. Then there was the Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, Jim Nabors show in 1965, where Andy and Don sang and everything. They did the skit with the knife and Barney using leverage to keep him from hitting him. They did that skit and did some other stuff during that episode. It was really fun to see. So that's one that I found. And the only other reference I know of is the Don Knotts show back in 1967, where Andy appeared, and they were sitting, I believe, on the front porch. Now, he wasn't dressed in his sheriff's outfit, if I remember correctly, but he was on the front porch talking with Don, or Barney. It was Andy and Barney talking to each other. So those are the only ones I know of. Now, I don't know of Andy Griffith. Well, that's not true. He actually appeared on a Saturday Night Live episode that Ron Howard was on. So that was another appearance that I didn't write down here. I forgot about it. Ron Howard was on an episode one time hosting, I think, Saturday Night Live. And Andy appeared on there as Opie's pa, as just a cameo. But I guess that one would qualify as well. So if you guys know of any others, please email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can call in with a voicemail at 888-684-8415 and leave a message that way as well. You can drop by our Facebook page if you want to. Any of those ways would be great and not a problem to hear from you. All right, so next up we're going to hear from Ted Womack, Mr. Wheeler over in the chat room. And he's got this to tell us about an episode, Andy and Opie Bachelors. So let's go ahead and hear from Ted. So, Ted, take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Ted Womack, Mr. Wheeler in North Carolina. Notice the episode tonight where Peggy comes over and cooks the two meals for Opie and Andy. And I noticed the closet wasn't in the house where Barney opens the door and gets the elixir out. So good chance somebody will watch that. When Barney can try to hang himself in the closet and you come in the front door and the closet's there. And then the episode with Peggy there, the closet's not there. So I just thought I'd mention that. Hope you're doing well, bud. Take care.
Wow, Ted, that is definitely something I had never noticed. And it happens at least twice in that episode that you see the wall there right beside the entrance to the Taylor home that has no closet. It's not there at all. The door is there, and then there's a lamp and a chair with a piano beside it. So that was that's something I had never noticed. I'm sure other people have, but thanks for pointing it out. We'll have pictures of it posted on the Facebook page for this episode number. So look for 265, and you'll see this image there. Or if you watch the video, I'm showing clips of the episode, so you can actually see it as they're there. But certainly the closet where Barney was hanging himself, and he got the elixir out that Aunt Bea had gotten drunk on, all those things, is certainly missing. So that's a great job. If you want to look for it on the DVD for yourself, the DVDs, now I'm talking about from this season sets, I've got those. Now, I don't know, they're probably all the same, the ones that came out, but this is from the season sets. It's at 9:44. It's easy to see because it happens. And then again at 21:05 on the episode. So you can go and check that out for yourself. It's really cool. So thank you, Ted, for calling in. That was a good catch. Next up, we've got, what have we got? We got Tim Bradshaw, Mr. McBeavy. So, wow, we have all kinds of Mr. people calling in. So let's see what Tim's got to say.
Hey, Alan, Mr. McBeavy here. Just came across something I thought might be of interest to everybody. Recently, I was rewatching one of my DVDs on Pioneers of Television, and on the portion where they talk about the Andy Griffith Show, Andy mentions the fact that he just noticed, I guess, somewhere about the time this recording was done, that when they were walking down the fishing hole, and right after Opie threw the rock, he did this little motion of swinging his head kind of from left to right and doing a swishing sound, kind of like, whew. And I just got to thinking about that, because he said that this was something his father used to do And it just kind of dawned on him that he had kind of done that without even thinking about it. But just the other night, watching Opie's charity, I noticed on about 1301 into the DVD, when he's talking to Tom, I think it was, about his funeral, you'll notice there that while he goes to talk at 1301 in that DVD, he swings his head from left to right and does that swishing sound. And I just thought this was a neat little tidbit, a little bit of personal history of Andy, as he remembered his father doing that. And evidently it's a little habit that he picked up. And evidently he had done this several times through the show. And there may be other episodes where he's done it, but this was the first time I had noticed it.
Wow, Tim, great job. So here's the clip, so let's hear it. And if you're watching the video, you'll see it. But you can go back and watch this episode for yourself, and you'll actually see the clip that we're fixing to show here. That it's at 1301, as he said, and it's where the swoosh occurs at 1311. So the scene starts at 1301, and 13 minutes and 11 seconds in is where you'll hear Andy go whew, like that. So here's the actual audio and video of the clip.
Much of a turnout?
Turnout? Whew. More folks turned out to see you go than they did that time that carnival fella come through here, that stuffed quail.
You're a fool. No.
So there you have it. There is the clip. And one more time.
Much of a turnout?
Turnout.
Whew. Most right folks there it was. To see you go and there that time it was, right there. So there you go. So, Tim, great job. Thanks for catching that. Now, he had mentioned that Andy does it in the opening credits as well. Now, where that is right at the end after Opie had thrown the rock in the water. He throws one rock at the beginning, and then he walks down a little further and throws a second rock, and then that's where you'll see Andy make the as a good throw or something like that. That's what he shows. So that's what you're looking for on that. But that's neat that he saw that on the show he was watching. So Tim, thank you again for calling in. I hope you guys are enjoying these. I love this kind of stuff because it's things I've never noticed or never seen before in different episodes. And so it's always just a lot of fun for me to see those things and to be able to pick up on them as we go through. All right, so we had a couple of phone calls. They're called emails, is what they're called, emails. People had emailed me these things. I got one from Susan, and she was referencing episode number 256, which was Mayberry Days 2013 trivia. And she's catching up on episodes. She says, I'm up to episode number 256, but where are the kids' trivia contests that you've mentioned several times? No search returned on YouTube or on your site or many of the Mayberry Days videos so far. So thanks. But and basically, she's wanting to know, where is the kids' trivia? You know, that is a good question. We've never posted the kids' trivia because the kids' trivia questions tend to be easier. And so I've never tried to grab those from the guys who do it. Now, the ones that do it are the Creechsters in Tullahoma, Tennessee, their chapter. They actually run the trivia for the kids trivia, and I've never asked them for the trivia. So that's something I need to look into. So I'll do that, Susan. So thank you. That's a good suggestion. Next, we got a note from Tim. He's writing about episode number 251, which is Betty Lynn interview part two. He says, I really enjoy these interviews as well as all of the podcast. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for doing them and sharing them with us. They are real treasures that we could get nowhere else. Just for fun, I looked up Betty's credits on the Internet Movie Database. And it shows all of the productions that she was included in, including the 26 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. So that's another good source to look up stuff about the actors and stuff on The Andy Griffith Show is the Internet Movie Database. It's imdb.com, I believe. But IMDb is a great source. Yeah, imdb.com, where you can go and check out all kinds of information about Andy Griffith Show, actors, who starred on what episode, all that kind of stuff. So definitely head over there if you're looking for stuff. So thank you, Tim, for sharing that with us. And thank you all for being part of the show today. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I always enjoy these episodes where I get to hear from you and get to respond back to the things you've asked me. I'm sure there's other comments and stuff that I haven't responded to, and hopefully I will get to those. But feel free, please, to call me at 888-684-8415 and leave a voicemail for me. You can also go to Two Chairs No Waiting, and there is a link right on the side of the page that says Send Voicemail, that you can actually send a voicemail to me by just clicking on that link. And if you have a microphone on your computer, you can send it, but it can only be a minute and 30 seconds long. So keep it short. Folks, thanks again for being here with me. I'd love to hear from you. As I said, you can call me, leave a voicemail. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs and leave a comment there, or head over to the Two Chairs No Waiting website and leave it there. Folks, until next time, we'll see you in Mayberry. Good night, everybody.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.